To American politics now, and Donald Trump is facing a massive shortfall of cash as he prepares to battle Hillary Clinton in this November's US election. That's not something you'd expect to hear from a billionaire, is it? New figures, though, show that Clinton is outstripping Trump's ability to raise money, and she has 10 times more full-time staff working on her campaign. This just 24 hours after Trump panicked Republican leaders by suddenly firing his campaign manager. Washington correspondent Simon Marks reports now on the implications of his relative campaign poverty.
If there's one thing that Donald Trump has been consistent about during his highly inconsistent presidential campaign, it is that he's rich. Really rich.
I'm really rich, I'll show you that now, sir.
And heaven forfend the idea that he might be bragging. At every stop on the campaign trail, Trump speaks of his wealth as a qualification for the presidency.
And by the way, I'm not even saying that in a brag. That's the kind of mindset, that's the kind of thinking you need for this country.
So it comes as something of a shock to discover that Donald Trump's campaign war chest is, well, financially challenged. New figures compiled by the Federal Election Commission have revealed a stunning disparity between the cash in hand available to Donald Trump and the campaign finance available to Hillary Clinton. His bank balance is down to $1.3 million. Hers is up to $40 million. And she appears to be outranking him in fundraising to the tune of almost 30 to 1. It's a clear indication, say some political analysts, that donors are fleeing from the Trump brand. To which Donald Trump told NBC, I'll use my own money instead.
I'll do is just do what I did in the primaries. I spent $55 million of my own money to win the primaries. 55. But I've raised a lot of money. We raised $12 million this weekend. I was in Texas. I was in Arizona. I was in Las Vegas. We raised a lot of money this weekend. I made like 4 or 5 stops. And I'm raising that money for the party.
Of course, Donald Trump can continue spending down his personal fortune to support his presidential aspirations. But he will need extremely deep pockets. Consider the fact that in one congressional primary contest in Maryland, a candidate recently spent more than $10 million on a campaign that failed, and that was for a seat in the House of Representatives, not the keys to the White House. Consider, too, that as the country hurtles towards November, local TV advertising rate cards will rise as station owners wait for Mr. Trump and Mrs. Clinton to outspend one another in a bid to win hearts and minds. And the money pays for organization, too. Donald Trump has just 70 full-timers working on his campaign to Hillary Clinton's 700.
This is a really big concern for the Republican Party.
Aaron Blake edits The Fix, a political blog published by The Washington Post.
I think it's too early to say that for a couple reasons. One is that the campaign has been marked by this kind of chaos really from the beginning. You've had a candidate who really doesn't take a whole lot of direction from his staff. But I don't think that we should assume that this is the end of the Trump campaign. They'd already been struggling before. They're going to continue to struggle going forward unless they really try to do something different here and succeed in doing that.
It was a Republican senator who not so long ago famously declared that money is the mother's milk of the American political process. If you've got it, you don't necessarily win. But without it, you really don't stand a chance. From Washington for Morning Report, Simon Marks.